Yo ho ho, mateys! Welcome to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast, where anyone can bring a sketch.
And we all read it for the first time together. So if you want to work through a sketch you wrote, get some feedback or joke ideas, bring it to us. We'd love to have you on the show.
Here to keep everyone on game, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. In this week's episode, we start by keeping in touch after all these years, followed by a side of politics with your order, please. Finally, we finish things off with, ooh, that smell. You'll see. Then we have riffs by my 7-year-old child, Claire, and Ryan.
With us on the podcast today,
Adam Wygand,
Brandon,
Keely Anastasia,
Keevy,
Ryan E,
Tyler Chick.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show, y'all. It's the last episode of season one.
Season ender.
Thanks for being with us the whole season.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody who started episode one, who's been with us for 25 weeks. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. We're in person for the first time. That's an update.
It's hot.
It's pretty toasty.
It's hot air for sure.
And you know what? You're probably hearing something in the background, Sketchies, and I'm going to take care of that right now.
It's going to go real hot now.
Ooh-wee, isn't that better?
Uh-huh. I bet.
We're in a sweat box, Sketchies.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hot and we're suffering for you.
But don't feel too bad because we're probably going to jump in the pool after this.
We already did earlier today. And Keith ate a whole plate of chips. You can't imagine.
He didn't finish it. Yet.
Who wants to read some sketches?
Yay! All right, well, let's just head into our first sketch this evening. We have a new writer alert. Whoa, new writer! Our first sketch today is entitled 95 Eagles, written by
Adam Wygand.
Dennis will be played by
Adam Wygand.
Leon will be played by
Keevy.
Michelle will be played by Amy E. Paul will be played by
Tyler Chick.
Eric will be played by
Ryan E.
And Tom will be played by
Brandon.
Interior, wedding reception, evening. A couple just finishes signing a guest book. Dennis approaches.
Oh, hi, I'm Dennis. How are you?
Dennis and the couple shake hands.
Good. I'm Leon.
I'm Michelle. Pleasure to meet you, Dennis. Isn't this such a nice venue?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, it certainly is. Reminds me of the place my nephew got married.
Oh, you're right. That was a wonderful place, too. Dennis, do you know the bride or the groom?
Oh, I know the groom. Tom and I went to high school together. Eagles class of 95. Well, great. Now that we know each other, could you sign my guest book?
Oh, we just signed the guest book when we walked in.
Dennis reveals he has a guest book hanging around his neck.
Oh, no. I don't mean the wedding guest book. I mean my guest book.
Dennis holds his book to the couple.
Your guest
book? The couple awkwardly look at each other and then politely sign his book.
Great. Thanks so much. I'll be sure to send you a letter to this address.
Cut to later. Dennis is in line for the buffet talking with Paul.
Wow, so many choices here. I might just have to sample everything.
Definitely. I'll be coming back for more. So, do you know Tom?
Dennis and Paul reach the end of the buffet and both have their hands full of food and drinks.
Oh yeah, Tom and I went to high school together. Eagles class of 95.
Nice to finally meet some of his high school friends. Tom and I worked together for...
Well, great. Now that we know each other, could you sign my guest book?
I already signed the guest book.
No, yeah. I mean sign my guest book.
Dennis tries to swing his guest book around to the front without using his hands or spilling any food. Paul looks at his hands.
Oh, my hands are full. Sorry.
Oh, well, never mind.
Thanks.
No, just kidding. I'll hold your food.
Dennis tries to take two plates from Paul's hands and spill some food.
Aw, no, my cantaloupe.
No, I got it. Now you can sign my guest book.
Paul hesitantly scribbles in the book to appease Dennis, takes some of his food back, and moves away.
Are you happy now?
Oh, you didn't leave me any way to contact you.
Paul briefly looks at Dennis, then scribbles in the book again.
I'm going to eat my food now.
Paul leaves.
Thanks, Paul. I'll email you at get out of my face, weirdo. Is that at Yahoo or Gmail or maybe something else? Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it, Paul. I'll try all of them.
Cut to inside men's bathroom. Dennis is at the sink washing his hands. Another man is in a stall.
Hello? Is someone out there?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Hey, this is kind of embarrassing, but could you get me some toilet paper?
Dennis finishes at the sink and picks up a roll of toilet paper.
Sure. No problem.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you came in.
You can call me Dennis.
Dennis walks over to the stall.
Thanks, Dennis. I appreciate it.
Oh, I know the groom. Tom and I went to high school together. Eagles class of 95.
That's nice. Could you hand me the...
Well, great. Now that we know each other, could you sign my guest book?
Thanks, but I already signed the guest book. Now, could you give me the paper?
No. I mean mine.
Dennis takes the guest book off of his neck and is about to hand it under the stall.
Sure.
Tom walks into the bathroom. Dennis looks up.
Tom?
Dennis?
Hey, Tom. I'm so glad to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Dennis stands up. They hug.
Oh, thanks for inviting me to your wedding. It's super nice.
Oh, well, thank you for staying in contact all these years.
Of course. I mean, we are Eagles class of 95.
Let's go get a drink at the bar. How did you sign the guest book?
Dennis and Tom leave the bathroom.
Hey, is anyone still there?
After a moment, Dennis rushes back in the bathroom.
Eric! Oh, so sorry, man. I left you hanging there.
Dennis lays on the floor by the stall and slides his book under.
Make sure you wait, leave a way to contact me.
Let's talk about that sketch.
So I wrote this in a class I took over the spring, and I just thought I was just sitting thinking of some weird stuff. And I thought it would be, it was just unusual, kind of like the whole guest book situation. And what if a guy just had his own personal guest book with everybody he ever met? So that was kind of the idea behind the whole having his own guest book.
I think that's incredibly funny. You did such a good job, like, embracing the awkwardness of these moments. There's a built-in awkwardness at weddings that you just like started with and then you dug deeper into that. What you just said about like own personal guest book is very, very funny to me. And I would just love to hear Dennis say that, like a justification almost, right? Where like if someone's like, what do you mean like not the wedding guest book? And it's like, oh, this is just my own personal guest book. Like I'm trying to get people to sign my guest book so I can contact you later. Like it's my guest book. Like just the more we can get like that out of Dennis, I think it'll just pay off dividends for you to like hear that.
Me. Yeah, I was actually thinking when you mentioned that it was his personal guest book, I would like to say this isn't about the wedding. I do this everywhere I go. I'd like to hear to make sure if that was your intent, that it is something he has for every person he's ever met.
Yeah, totally. Those are really great points. I always kind of just enjoy not knowing why sometimes.
Yeah, fair.
Right. Just like, yeah, this guy just is the way he is. But It would be funny too to kind of like hear his take on why he has his own guest book.
I love that you heightened along like the situation they were in. Like first it was just like a random conversation, walked up to someone. Then it was during the buffet,
yeah.
And then it was in the bathroom. Someone needed toilet paper. Like you really heightened the awkwardness of like the context, yeah, of having a conversation with somebody. So I thought that those were great moves.
The bathroom beat hits so hard.
Thanks. That was one of the things I was really trying to go like, how can I make this more awkward? So thanks. Thanks for noticing that.
The one I just thought of was if there was somehow a way to do it during a ceremony or during like a first dance or like any kind of really personal moment.
Yeah.
Right. Although that would bring Tom in earlier, but. So I guess you'd have to play with that, but like involving the wedding somehow,
the toast
could be
trying to get the officiant's
right
signature during the ceremony.
Yeah,
that's great.
No, I just think you're doing a great job, and I just don't want to lose your contact information.
Adam, I was wondering what you had in mind for Tom, because it felt like he was kind of the same deal as Dennis.
Yeah, so this was probably the third ending I wrote to this sketch. Like Tom, I feel like Tom is kind of the same energy level, not as weird, right? But definitely shares in the whole energy level as Dennis. And, you know, it's kind of like seeing an old friend, almost like a person that you went to high school with and may or may not have kept up with. Right. It's kind of like seeing that face again for the first time. So that was kind of, I didn't want to make him weird because, like, clearly Dennis is the weird one. Right. But it felt like Tom should be excited as well, too. So that was my whole take on Tom.
Tom being the same kind of awkward as Dennis, like, I would like that. And I would like if, like, I was thinking Dennis could be actively handing his guest book underneath the bathroom stall, and Tom could walk in and just be like, Dennis, you're getting people signed your guest book, huh?
Oh, cool. You're getting Eric's signature in your guest book? Yeah.
Right. Really hope Eric signed our guest book too.
Yeah. Eric, did you? Are you going to have time to after whatever you're doing in there?
Yeah. It's funny, like the other alternate ending I wrote, he actually meets a woman at the bar who has a guest book too. So it would be a lot of fun to, I mean, there's like an infinite amount of endings, right? But it would be a lot of fun just to brainstorm like 30, right? And just write them all up and see how they all play out. I love that idea.
I do think you're in a unique situation here where, like, you do have three sort of cuts in this where you go to different situations. And if you wanted to make this a runner, you almost get all three of your endings, mm-hmm. you know? You know, that's like if you end up in a sketch show with it, but yeah.
Totally. Yeah. That's a great idea.
I feel like because they're high school friends, there's a clear tie to like signing yearbooks or something to be made. So when like Tom says, thank you for staying in contact all these years, maybe like Tom wrote his like phone number or whatever in Dennis's yearbook. And then Dennis took that as like this entryway to keep in contact with him all these years. And that's what spurred the guest book or something.
Yeah.
Well, I filled up my yearbook, so I had to get a new book.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely feels like that, right? Yeah.
How about you? Have you filled up your yearbook?
I really love the line when he gets to Eric and it's like, very clear he doesn't actually care about having a conversation and he's just trying to get to the year to the book as quick as possible, and he's like, oh yeah, I know the groom, Tom. Didn't call for it at all.
Oh, you didn't leave me any way to contact you.
Okay, our next sketch today is titled Cluck Cluck Good. Written by
Brandon.
Customer will be played by
Tyler Chick.
Employee will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
And announcer will be played by
TV.
Interior, a soundstage dressed like a fast food restaurant day. Actors acting as customers stand in line at the front counter. An actor playing the employee is behind the counter.
What's your chicken sandwich like?
Ours is like no other. It's prepared with not six, not seven, but eight different herbs and spices.
That's not different than KFC.
Tired of your average chicken sandwich? Come to Cluck Cluck Good, where our chicken sandwich is redefining the industry.
Customer looks around to see where that voice is coming from.
Yes, but unlike KFC, we give you the complete list of spices to entice your taste buds. Our chicken is rubbed with salt, pepper, turmeric, garlic powder, paprika, sugar, cayenne pepper, mustard seed, and gunpowder.
Gunpowder?
Yes, gunpowder. Gives the taste a real bang to your buds.
Bang to your buds.
Customer looks around again, unsure where that voice is coming from.
Okay, gunpowder, interesting. What else sets your chicken sandwich apart?
Well, if you like chicken, you've got to like ham, right?
Not really.
Well, our chicken sandwich comes with a healthy heaping of lettuce, mayo, and a thick slice of country ham. Mm-mm, good. Just like Grandma used to make on Sunday afternoons.
Ham? Isn't that a little much?
Not at all, dummy. Ham on top of chicken tastes great. Adds a little pork to your fork.
Pork to your fork.
Where is that voice coming from?
Maybe it's the voice of a god telling you to buy our chicken sandwich, you chicken heathen.
Doubt it. Okay, so your sandwich has gunpowder, ham. Anything else?
Well, if those aren't enough, we also include two thick slices of carrot cake in place of a standard bun.
Carrot cake on a chicken sandwich? That makes no sense.
Sure it does. You're a growing boy, aren't you? Sure you are. And all and all growing boys need their vegetables and dessert, and carrot cake takes care of both.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not stupid. Carrots are vegetables. Cakes are dessert. Makes perfect sense to dispense.
Sense to dispense.
Also, our chicken sandwich is the only one in the industry to be endorsed by the Pope.
Cuts to an image of the Pope eating this ridiculous sandwich, switches back to the restaurant scene.
So what'll it be? Will you give our chicken a smidgen of your time?
Chicken a smidgen?
That's okay. I think I'll pass. I prefer my sandwiches unblessed by that dope of a Pope.
Cluck cluck good, where chicken and religion meet to make the tastiest food on God's green earth. New locations opening in cities lacking rationale, thought, or self-discipline. Cluck cluck good. Mm-mm, tastes like Jesus.
Whoa. Sketch show. Oh.
Yeah. Let's talk about that sketch.
So it began as a critique of the chicken wars that have been going on with the fast food places lately.
Can we dive into that just like a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the chicken wars?
Every goddamn place has been coming off a new chicken sandwich lately, like Burger King. You know, they're all trying to go up against Chick-fil-A, which I guess is considered the gold standard. And there's Burger King, there's KFC, all of them. McDonald's came out with one.
The infamous Popeye's chicken sandwich.
The Popeye's, yes, thank you.
Well, that's what you forget.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. It's just like...
For our chicken homies.
Yes, we're all mourning
okay,
the chicken.
Okay, what? Yes. Oh, yeah. You think we should dump out chicken for the dead chickens?
But yeah, so anyway, it started out just a critique of this stupid thing. And as I wrote it, it kind of more became a satire of Chick-fil-A and like their political viewpoint. Because I think it's so stupid that a fast food place has a political viewpoint. Yeah. It's like, did Ronald McDonald back Carter in the 70s? I don't think so. It's like, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, so kind of just dove into that and all that bullshit.
I think it's killer. It's so there. And you have a little bit of room. One thing I think is so interesting is you specifying that it's like a soundstage and that it's actors playing employee and an actor playing customer at the top, which is so cool. And it like definitely gave both people this like great sense of how to come into the sketch. One thing I think would be really cool is just hearing the employee be like, yes, gunpowder, because we believe gunpowder and guns are good. Or like, yes, and ham with the chicken because there are some people who won't eat that. And we don't want them to come here.
We don't want them buying our product. Yeah, no.
No vegans here. Something to like start it off a little bit where they're just kind of slightly talking about like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. But and then you see why it's like heightened later.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Do you know if you pay the Pope, he'll bless anything?
He blessed our waffle fries just last week. It was amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear like the, like you could speak to the political views more specifically, I think, if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like there are certain people that we just don't want to come to our restaurant. And it's like, what kind of people? And the employee's just like, no, you know the ones.
The type of people putting ham on the sandwich, on every sandwich.
If you have to ask, maybe you don't belong here.
Do you eat ham?
I feel like you could say something like, you know, that's not breading. That's the body of Christ.
Got our fruit punch? Boy, that's his blood.
And try our new crispy body of Christ.
Cluck, cluck, good. Every meal is the Eucharist.
It's the Eucharist you can't resist.
Guys, Chick-fil-A might take these ideas.
Just sort of a minor thing, but it's odd that the employee specifically mentioned every seasoning that is within like this
I would presume, secret blend of spices.
Well, it's not a secret.
Yeah, that's how they're fighting cancer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That could go along with, you could use that to say, the customer could then say, shouldn't you keep that a secret? And they say, we have nothing secret here. Not even our political views. But that might be too much like nail on the head. I don't know.
I think for the top of a sketch, that's like the right kind of clarity.
Especially in that voice. And Keely's going to have to read it every time because that was so good.
Yes, Keely, you were perfect. Keith, your announcing was for Tyler. You were great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Keith, your announcer was exactly as I envisioned it. Yes.
It's not so much of a recipe as it is the gospel of chicken.
The Bible.
Have you heard the good word about Chick-fil-A?
I do like that the first thing that sets them apart is like a normal restaurant thing. It's like, it's our spice blend, but it's really not just the spice blend.
Yeah.
If you buy 100 sandwiches here, you'll get invited into our cult level.
Comes with a free robe and a trip to the basement.
You're a growing boy, aren't you? Sure you are.
All right, our final sketch today. Right. What happened over there? What is going on?
My sketch got a here we go from Q.
Oh boy, is there a new beef? New beef alert. Okay, our final sketch today was titled "That Wasn't Me," written by
Harrison Merck.
Rand will be played by
Tyler Chick.
And Ren will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Exterior park day. Rand, they, them, skateboards around. No tricks, but there's music and it's popping. There are porta potties close by. Ren, she, her, unexpectedly pops out of one of them, sees Rand, and stops cold. Rand stops. They look at each other.
Hey, using the porta potty?
Ren is embarrassed. She looks around.
Yeah, you out for a skate?
Nice. Nice. Yep.
So, I had a lot of fun last night. I've actually had a crush on you for...
Yeah, I had a great time last night. Hey, about that, I feel like just because you and Daniel and he and I are...
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Probably just better as... a one-time thing, because...
Just easier. I agree. Cool. Yeah.
Rand drops their board and gives Ren a hug.
Cool. You're great.
Rand starts to prepare to skate away.
Hey, is this because I used the porta potty? Like, was using the...
No. Oh, no. It's fine to use the porta potty. That's not it. No.
Good. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Thanks. I just don't...
Totally cool. I was just feeling kind of guilty this morning after you...
Because that smell, like, I know it's gross, but that wasn't me that made the smell. Like, it smelled like that when I went into the porta potty. I wouldn't have made a smell that bad.
Oh, yeah. No biggie, Ren. That's, like, not it at all. Because, like... You and Daniel. And also, I was with Avril like a month ago, and I know y'all are tight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about you and Avril. Right. Yeah. It's totally be...
You went in there. You started using the porta potty while it smelled like this?
Yeah. What?
Like, it smelled the way that it does now, like outside the porta potty. And you went in there anyway and used it?
Oh, yeah.
A beat.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you aren't, like, surprised about me and Avril, though.
Oh, no! Totally, she told me. I knew.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
I know that me using this porta potty while it was this smelly makes it seem like I was having a bathroom emergency and that...
Oh, no. Definitely no need.
Let me finish, Rand. I know that me using the porta potty while it was as stinky as it currently is, not less stinky, makes it seem like I was having, and that I'm prone to having a bathroom emergency, because why else would someone use a porta potty as stinky as this one is now?
You don't have to.
And let me finish. Shit. Why else would someone go into a porta potty that even from the outside is abnormally disgusting, if not a bathroom emergency? But it's actually because I was about to drive home.
Ren jiggles her keys in her hand.
And I didn't want to have to stop unnecessarily just in case. So actually, I used the porta potty while it was in its current condition because I'm dedicated to thinking ahead and being prepared.
Ren. Yeah, okay. That all makes sense. I promise I didn't make a snap decision about last night being a one-time thing when I saw you come out of the porta potty or after I smelled it over here. I was feeling guilty all morning. It's just complicated.
Oh, dude, I know. No biggie. Don't even worry. I know that. I was just explaining because I wanted you to know that last night when we were hooking up and I was like, I don't usually make impulsive decisions like this. I wasn't lying. This wasn't impulsive. This was a planned out use of the porta potty at the park.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even connected.
And like I was saying before you interrupted me, I've had a crush on you for a long time, Rand. So even last night, even though it seemed impulsive and wild because I played it cool, that was something I had thought out and that I knew that I wanted.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Rand, it's fine. I realize now, seeing you here skateboarding, unaware of your feelings and the smells and people around you, that you're actually too impulsive for me, Rand. Yeah. I don't know how you live life like that, just making choices in the moment. I need something a little more grounded.
Ren, I'm sorry. I just didn't know, but I get it now. You pooped in the porta potty, didn't you?
Ren doesn't say anything.
And that's what made all this smell. It didn't even smell at all before you went in there, did it?
I made the smell myself. And I'm in love with you, Ren.
Ren nods their head slowly as the camera tracks in, slowly realizing what was said.
Dope.
Thank you for reading
that. So I was like skateboarding in Harrisburg, I don't know, like probably 2 weeks ago, and like just saw a porta potty. And then I was like, oh, it'd be funny if someone I knew like popped out of there. And then I just like thought of the most awkward situation you possibly could be in when you like encounter someone coming out of a stanky porta potty. And then I just had a lot of fun with all the sort of like dancing around the subject between the two characters. But yeah, that was pretty much my idea was like, oh yeah, like you see somebody you're not expecting to see come out of a porta potty and then like you hooked up last night and you got to deal with that.
Well, I love that you have this intertwined dance. It's a dance of both the porta potty smell and the fact that they hooked up, and they're both like going back and forth with everything, and it just was really fun. What I wanted to see, maybe you could have fun with this, is getting a thesaurus for all the times that like stinky and nasty are referenced and just come up with some really great language to put in there that it just gets more ridiculous. And
you're right about that. I didn't use the word rank once.
Olfactorily unsound.
Oh,
yeah. I'm okay with how bad.
I think it's like way easier to make something funny when you say explicitly what's happening and what people think. And it's like really difficult to dance around something and have it be consistently funny. So I thought you did an amazing job of that. Like we all know in improv, if you try to be coy, it like never lands. So like you really like teased this out really well to like create a situation where you kept that tension the entire time of like not fully knowing and then just like this over explanation that's happening to justify what the smell. And yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
I will say poop is never not funny.
You controlled yourself very well. So proud of you, Keith.
That was a good boy.
You are. Also, I'd like to think that your writing process started with the line, I made the smell myself and I'm in love with you.
That was a really good way.
Yeah, it was a great way to end. But I, when I read that, I was like, oh, I want that to be where this came from.
I can imagine a blackout sketch where like someone's just walking or skating past a porta potty and someone comes out and they just stare at each other for like 10 seconds. And then one just goes, I made the smell and I'm in love with you.
Ooh, I love it. I thought it was really good. I thought maybe for the skater Rand.
Yeah.
Rand. Yeah. Maybe pump up the skater language a little more. Like, what is that gnarly smell?
Yeah.
Like kind of put like pepper it with that a little bit more. Kind of seemed like a really like kind of not super douchey, but kind of douchey skater dude. Because she's like listing all, even though she's in love with him, she lists these reasons in the end why he's irresponsible and maybe like because he is kind of a dope, that's why she digs him so much. Yeah. And kind of pump that up a little.
Yeah, I think there's, I like that note a lot, and I definitely need to take a thesaurus to this thing. Like, absolutely, I like agree with both of you. Do you think the way skaters talk is douchey?
No, I used to be a skater myself, yeah. So absolutely not.
I think. Yeah, another thing you tease out really well is like little details of their just their personal lives and also just like what happened the night before. So I feel like there could be like one specific detail yeah. of like what happened the night before, of like how did it escalate into hooking up? Like, you know, when I like grabbed your shirt collar and I kissed you, I would never have done that if I hadn't been planning that for like months. Like, I'm not impulsive.
When I like fixed your hair.
Yeah. Remember when I touched your hand and there like wasn't a reason to touch your hand?
Yeah. We weren't laughing at all.
That wasn't impulsive.
I think we just need to acknowledge the use of the name Avril in a skateboarding sketch. Yes.
Yeah. This was a planned out use of the porta potty at the park.
All right, time for the riff train.
All aboard now.
Oh no, there is a problem on the tracks. We all have to get on Riff Airlines. Take your seats and keep your seatbelts fastened. In your tray tables up.
Excuse me, do you have any extra blankets?
Of course, I have many thin blue blankets.
Could I get like three?
One per customer. Unless you're in first class.
Yeah. Riff. No, I just have a regular ticket for the Riff plane.
Well, get back against the bulkhead then. No foot room.
I'm going back to the Riff train. They treat me better there.
All aboard.
Yes, we recently were purchased by United Airlines. And our service went down the tubes.
Claire, my 7-year-old child, she said, because she, of course, has to give me sketch ideas. She said, you should write a sketch where all of the adults are dressed like breakfast foods and all the children try to eat them. That's the entire idea.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. I just want to say, I think it's not any more complicated than that. So yeah, I honestly would love, like, especially if this is a stage sketch, just people dressed like food and then other people being children sort of sloppy eating them. You know, I don't think it needs to be explained. I'm not sure I need a ton of dialogue. I think I would just love to watch that.
I've got syrup all over my fingers.
Yeah, doing kid bits.
Syrup monster.
Some guy walks out in a waffle suit and a little girl's falling behind him with like whipped cream. Get back here.
Somebody else walks out as dressed as grapefruit and they all beat him. Get out of here, grapefruit. Nobody likes grapefruit. Get
Iggy.
Yuck.
Maybe there was a school assembly that like was asserting the importance of eating breakfast as the most important meal of the day. And then these kids like just have this undeniable loyalty to breakfast.
Undeniable loyalty. They've sworn fealty to the superior food. Meal.
You got sworn fealty to the house.
Your vocabulary is so hit or miss. It's like either you're getting a 1600 on the SATs
or a 6.
Or you're making up new phrases.
I like the idea of adults dressed like food and kids eating the adult food, but the kids acting like adults do when they eat food.
Oh, I better watch my carb intake.
Yeah, say all those things. Okay.
What do you think, Linda?
We're going to finish this conversation when I get home from work. I don't have time for this right now. It's like a kid saying that.
Yeah. And transitioning from that really quickly to like, Project Runway is on?
Honey, did you cancel the lawn guy?
He's coming on Thursday.
Can I just enjoy one goddamn breakfast without you badgering me?
Well, my parents are coming on Thursday, so I don't really like that you moved them.
That's like giving me no time to set up the egg hunt.
Yeah. Sketch show.
I've got syrup all over my fingers.
I was... Gwen is rewatching Game of Thrones, and there was a scene where Daenerys needed someone to step up to be her champion to like fight this other guy 1v1, and everyone was like, "I'll do it." She was like, "No, I need you." And I just thought it'd be funny if she went to someone who was like hinting, asking them to step up, and the person did not want to die for risk it yeah. for their queen.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have an appointment tomorrow. I can't really break it. I kind of need to be there for it.
Yes. I would totally die for you, but I just have this thing.
It's about dying. It's like not my thing.
Yeah. I gotta see Stannis.
I don't want it to be specifically Game of Thrones. That's just what. Okay.
Just medieval. Yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, my name got pulled for jury duty, so sorry, I can't
civic
do,
duty
can't
calls.
Do,
yep.
Tomorrow.
It's just that is also sort of serving you.
I'm sorry, I can't right now. I just re-signed my lease for 12 months. That's a commitment I can't break. So
my improv duo with the jester is tomorrow. It's our debut show.
Burning Crusade classic just came out. I got a raise.
That's not medieval.
It's similar.
A video game?
Yeah, medieval kind of times.
But in medieval times, they didn't play the games, though.
Right. I'm thinking like in that universe, it's sort of medieval.
It could be like, I just got a new horse.
Okay.
I want to ride it.
I'd actually like to see it go down the line. Not just one person, but like all these people are like actually giving these lame excuses. Like a bunch of different people. Like, oh, no. I mean, she got a perm. And so, like, I don't want that to go to waste if I die. So I think they had perms in the medieval times.
Yeah. I'm just perfecting the perm that you wanted to get a perm. I said, I'll try it on myself. It's just about ready. So.
Remember a few months ago when you said that you really appreciated landscapes? Well, I've been working on painting you a landscape. Yeah. And I'm almost done with it.
But it's like a new kind of painting I'm inventing, so no one else could finish it if I died.
And I wouldn't want you to be disappointed. I'm thinking about you, really.
Yeah. It always has to come back to the other person. Yeah.
Oh, I just mixed corn with like a different kind of corn. It's going to grow, but only I know how much water it needs. You're going to love it.
I'm just thinking about your garden.
Yeah.
You were talking about your garden.
Corn's your favorite.
You were worried that the silos were low. So I invented crossbreeding of corn. Okay, hear me out. What if we talk to your enemy and I don't have to fight him?
Guys, Merlin has promised me a big day tomorrow, and I can't miss that.
It's my birthday.
Merlin's going to make me disappear.
Merlin's getting younger, and I'm getting older, and it happens to we're having the same birthday. Tomorrow's when
we're
they
gonna be the same age.
The timelines match.
You want to disappoint Merlin like that?
Yeah. He's going to get me a dragon ride.
I think that's a good riff.
Writers plugs. Adam, do you have anything you want to plug?
Check out my Twitter. I started a Twitter account a while ago, but I just recently picked it up, and I'm trying to post some jokes, topical jokes, a couple times a week. So,
dope.
If you want to read some bad jokes, check it out. Adam Wygand on Twitter.
I follow. I think they're great jokes.
Oh, thanks.
Brandon, anything you want to plug?
I'll plug candy. Candy's great. That's all I got.
Cool, candy.
Woo! All right. Snaps for candy.
I got a level 2 in-person sketch class coming up at the Hit. It's on the website, hbgimprov.com. Check it out. It's going to be the last sketch class I ever teach at the Hit. It's level 2. Amy's riding shotgun.
Yay, shotgun!
The sketch curriculum will live on. So, you know, come be part of it if you're interested in doing sketch in Harrisburg. Rye. You got anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Instagram if you want. I like to take pictures. That has nothing to do with comedy.
Oh, you do have some good pictures.
Ryan_WW7.
All right, everybody. That's all for us today. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. And also a big thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
And while you're there, check out the support tab and check out our Patreon. There's tons of stuff you can only get on Patreon if you're a fan of this show. You can check out our Zoom calls. You can see us hanging out in person on the episode this week.
Watch us sweat.
Yeah, we sweated a lot.
So much sweat was had.
And if you're like, hey, I'm a funny person, I could write a sketch that would be on the show. You can. We believe you. Submit your sketch to sketchysketchpod@gmail.com and we'll reach out to you, get your sketch on the show.
And just a heads up, we are going to be taking a season break after this episode. We'll be out for 2 weeks, and after that, we will be back on. We'll still be recording during this time, so keep sending those sketches, and we will reach out to you to schedule you to be on the podcast.
And as always, if you like what you heard today, hit us up on socials, give us 5 stars on whatever you're listening on, get a high score on a video game, and put our name in the high score spot.
Good luck, because you usually get like 3 letters, so just write SSS, and they'll know what it means.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Just do it. Trust us.
Yeah. And thanks for spending all your quarters on us.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap on season 1, y'all. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to season 1. Yeah. We love y'all.
Listen again anytime. Start from the beginning.
Thank you very much.